it's a very tough world, but the word, it's going to create a pretty much a very dangerous cocktail of environment. And of course, in that situation, I do see just gold going further on the upside. As you know, the alternative scenario is probably Bitcoin. People are talking about the Bitcoin as a digital gold, and you know all of that narrative, which is also moving up with the liquidity as the liquidity is growing.
Alex Koprivica, the Macro Report. Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Hey Andy, good afternoon. Fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for coming on. Gold is really, it looks like it's breaking out again to the upside. Give me really just where we're at, and why that, or maybe you don't see that happening, but why that's currently happening, and where do you see us going from here?
Yeah, so so you see my chart here. I usually looking when we do these type of things, I like to look a little bit of a longer picture and then zoom it down to what's going on a smaller time frame. For people that doesn't know me, I do mix technicals and fundamentals. I'm a practitioner of the Elliott Wave methodology for a long number of years. So I also, when I deal with gold is a very specific thing, which are basically influenced by a couple of factors. And I put down here a little bit more of a historical thing, which I want to point out here, that price of a dollar, geopolitical events, where the stock market is going, supply and demand, and inflation are, in my opinion, the main factors which are moving gold. So I see this point in time as a very particular type of events which are mostly coming. We all know that our economy is functioning in a pretty much renewable liquidity debt cycle, renewal every couple of years. So when we combine that with the current geopolitical themes, which are boiling everywhere, we are combining also what's going in the individual countries. When we combine that we are now in a little bit in a deglobalized economies and everybody is going for themselves, or they're kind of racking themselves into new groups. For me, it is not the mystery why the gold is rising. We also had a pretty much inflationary threat post-COVID, and these are all the substances which are creating the environment for the gold to rise. So, from the fundamental perspective, also, when we look historically, the gold is basically a safe haven, influenced but with all of these factors. And when we look also the debt cycle and coming AI economy in the 10, 15 years, we actually cannot predict that much what can happen when AI economy comes. It will still take time, but many people try to predict the end of the world debt cycle, which is growing as we know. And I think that's a pretty much impossible task. People are trying to do that for the last 20, 25 years, announcing a major economical crisis every year and doom and gloom and stuff like that. And of course, except COVID and 2008, which was a different kind of financial crisis, we didn't see that debt crisis, which is still upon us. And I'm slowly starting to think, and I want to don't be identified by with these people which are calling doom and gloom, but I'm starting to see a possibility of a mixing environment, which also might put us into that danger in the next, let's say, 5 to 10 years. So why do I see it? I see it because of the geopolitical tensions. I see it because of increased liquidity, increased spending everywhere, because we are a debt-based economy. I see a big divisions in the individual countries, political one. Everybody is probably acquainted with the four turning, and I like that theory, what's going on in the US, pretty much cycle-wise. And also, when I'm looking at the chart of the 10-year yield, US 10-year yield, I'm also thinking, looking technically, that we are now in a part of a correction. And if we get into some more kind of a heated world in the couple of years, I think we will see potentially one more spike of inflation on the upside, which will create that kind of a, I will say, not deadly, it's a very tough world, but the word, it's going to create a pretty much a very dangerous cocktail of environment. And of course, in that situation, I do see just gold going further on the upside. As you know, the alternative scenario is probably Bitcoin. People are talking about the Bitcoin as a digital gold, and you know all of that narrative, which is also moving up with the liquidity as the liquidity is growing. So here, what you see on the chart is just a couple of remarks, which is very interesting in my opinion. So from February in 1980, we have seen gold moved from 850 roughly to 250. And there was a specific cocktail of environment why that happened. So we have seen strong dollar, central bank sales, robust growth in the economy, new supply of gold. And then from here, where actually the major central banks sold majority of gold, looking that gold it's never going to go up, we are starting the very interesting trajectory on the upside, and we are very close to the mark of 4,000. So there is another mix into this story, which people are mentioning. Will the U.S. government will actually devaluate that much that the gold gets to jump to a new price? I don't think so, because that will be a kind of a financial theft, a broad one, you know, because if you suddenly reevaluate the relation between the gold and USD up to, let's say, 10, 15,000, that's kind of a very open robbery, in my opinion. So overall, I don't think that will happen. But as we see that the price of dollar as well are influencing the gold price to a degree, and when I look at the dollar and interest rate, I do see shorter term, let's say in a 1 or 2 year, gold continuing further on the upside. Nevertheless, I do expect a little bit of a corrective pullback from pretty much soon down to 3,000, let's say 200, 3,000, and then continuation up towards the four, four and a half. And I will stop there because we are living in a such a fast changing world. You know, before when you had the more unipolar world, the trajectory and patterns are going to stay for years. You are able to see, if you are looking at the macroeconomics, that some of the conditions will keep for some time, which gives you a potential predictability, a probability bigger. Now, everything is changing so fast with the technology, politics, geopolitics, that I will usually go up to 1 year, one and a half, and then most likely I will say let's update in that period, because we are living in a just a fast pace changing things that things can flip over overnight, and then you're in the new environment, you're in the new setup where different asset classes will perform differently, in my opinion.
Got it. So just to recap, you'd see this continued strength, but will more than likely you do expect some kind of correction here in the
Yes,
shorter term, correct?
and I will show you why do I expect that. Dollar, this is the dollar index chart. The dollar index is playing also a role in normal relation to commodities. I'll just change this because I want to show you a bigger picture, then I will go on a smaller one. So as we know, dollar was moving on the upside, which is basically pretty much, I will say, not good for the world economy, because there is a lot of outside denominated debt in the other places than the US. And then the lower dollar, I think it's good for US, and it's also good for the rest of the world. And now we see dollar moving lower, and technically I use some Fib ratios where the dollar is exactly at the equality. What the equality means in the Elliott wave theory, we call that a measured move, which means the move down, first move down with the correction is now equal with the second move down. It is around 94 to 96. And I think that technically the fate of the dollar will definitely be determined. Here we also have a kind of a nice trend line. So I do expect dollar to go a little bit higher, which usually I do call a correction. But if I see phi waves up here, which is one of the specific parts of the Elliott wave theory, which tells you basically that the trend will continue, then we can bury that theory down. My prediction or probability is looking where the rates will go most likely, even when they put the new Fed chair, which is most likely down towards 3%, 2.7%. I think that looking at the interest rate differential with the other currencies, other central banks, dollar will basically break this strong trend line after this correction and settle down in, let's say, next year towards the first support level, which is around 89. So in this period, while the dollar from here or a touch lower, which is clearly seen here, we are looking a couple of monthly and weekly indicators because they are RSI and also MACD, which are much more reliable on the higher time frames in my, let's say, 20, 25 years experience than on the smaller time frames. When you look at that, and when you also look some of the same things on gold on a smaller time frame, they are pretty much on the upside. And this is also monthly. If you look monthly RSI on gold, it's pretty high, 88, and also MACD, but it's for the longer term. If you look daily, we are also trading around the levels on the RSI where the smaller corrections are possible. And also MACD lines are close to potentially crossover. So I do think that after this small consolidation that we have seen here, we have a little bit more upside, and then gold will just wiggle down. And these type of corrections are normal. If we look this time frame, you will always see corrections. The question
Right.
is, will the trend continue as it was? In my opinion, yes, the trend will continue as it was. We will see a minor correction testing, let's say from a range 2,800 to a range 3,100, and then from there I expect to go above 4,000 and further. So
Okay,
I
go ahead.
don't want to limit myself to tell you where is the end of this trend, because we can find ourselves in a couple of years in a mix of a different environment which might take gold down. So I don't want to forefront it. I want to see this economic or geopolitical environment developing. But for now, as we are now, I don't think that we are very near that, because all of these things which I talked about before, all of these couple of things which affects gold are pretty much heightened to go further and develop further, which kicks off gold further higher.
Got it. So to recap, really, so a correction, if you would, in gold, and for dare I say, a spike up in the dollar is very normal. In this, don't be afraid to all of the traders or investors out there. It's just part of the normal trend, if you would. And if it does do that, gold should be bought. And if the dollar does spike up, the dollar should be sold, correct?
Yeah, in my opinion now, what I want to see here in dollar chart, I want to see a type of a correction which will stop halfway of this move down technically. If I look from the fundamental perspective, because we are dealing with the currency, and the currency and the dollar also have a couple of things except the interest rate differential, which kind of relative affects other currencies. I was previously for one international bank in a trading floor of international currency market, so I know a lot about it. So in these terms, if we look that European Union is around their inflation target, they're at 2% interest rates, We are also looking inflation now in the US. We don't still know effect of tariffs, but we are around 2.5 to 3% floating back and forth. So Fed funds should be already at 250 or sorry 350, where the 2-year yield is now, because the 2-year yield in the US has a very nice correlation with the Fed funds, and 2-year yields are now trading around 3.53. I do expect a little bit move up in yields post Fed, because I don't think Fed will commit that strongly on a 4.3% unemployment to overdue the interest rate move lower until we replace Jerome Powell. So in that environment, I do expect yields to go further lower towards 2.5%, or they support around 3.2, 3.3 on a 10-year yield. But in that process, we will see back and forth. So they might react on the upside as the yields go up, dollar might make some corrections. And then when we come into the territory, when the yield starts to move further lower, dollar will follow it. So in my opinion. So therefore, I don't expect dollar to continue from here higher. I expect it near term or a midterm lower, which I think will be equivalent of the rates moving lower for the next, let's say, 1.5 year. I don't know how the next Fed chair will affect rates and what speed. What I hear from now, somebody will be appointed which will work with this administration more than the Jerome Powell is doing currently.
Yeah, and it kind of works into that thesis. Again, if you just think of politics and geopolitical, there's an important election coming up next year, and it's like they have to get rates down, correct?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
not just, balancing the such a high debt, and you need to push economy up. So even lower dollar is better for US economy. So you have now $1.1 trillion of interest payments solely in the United States. So 4.5, it's enormously high interest rates, and I think Jerome Powell is late. I will not say everybody's saying it's late, but it was kind of a stubborn a bit to keep these rates for such a longer time. He wants to leave his legacy. He doesn't want, in my opinion, to make a mistake and inflation spikes and then he has to change his opinion. All sorts of things mixed up in this type of decisions. So in my opinion, he kept them a little bit longer. So I think it's natural when you want to boost the GDP, when you want to boost the economy, to offset a little bit of debt, if that is anyhow possible. You want to have a lower dollar, you want to have bigger exports, you want to have more investments in the US. And I think the lower dollar for the current administration is a logical choice, in my opinion, for this, to create this type of environment when you want to boost GDP, when you want to boost exports, when you want to draw more capital with a relatively, let's say, more healthier economic environment than, let's say, in Europe or in other places in the world. At least from my point of view, that will be a healthier environment with the lower dollar. That's my opinion. I don't think US needs a strong dollar, but then we have an inflation. So looking the yields, if you look from there, if you look from the Elliott wave theory perspective, you have five waves up, which kind of calls for the impulsive move. And at one point, these rates will stop somewhere, and they have to go somewhere as well. If we get into some more heated world, these rates can just, in my opinion, potentially continue further on the upside. I'm still thinking about this, and this situation here will create very, very sharp environment for stocks. And what is left if you see some bigger correction on stocks in a couple of years, you can invest. Maybe Bitcoin will decouple because of that. Maybe, of course, gold is one of the solutions. You can also buy bonds, but they're not so popular nowadays. So I think gold is one of the alternative as a couple of other commodities, in my opinion, in that possible scenario as well.
Got it. Let's talk comments on silver. Gold has been leading this move, if you would. And silver looks like it is starting to catch up. We've had an explosion. I would say an explosion
Yeah,
in
and
silver.
just show you shortly one of the charts which is fascinating. This
Yeah.
is the gold chart. If you put it on a monthly chart, with the Japanese yen, I mean, look at
Look
this.
at that. Gosh.
So if we cross 686, this is measured in Japanese yen. I mean, these are specific Fibonacci ratios. You are looking for a complete impulse wave development, which means from here or above, we are looking like 1 million eighth, and we are looking above 2 million in the next couple of years because we know situation in Japan with what the central bank is doing, and because people are afraid, and also in China, our people are buying gold because of the yuan and stuff like that. This is still not so huge, but as you can see in this euro yen chart, this is. I mean, this is clearly pointing out if we cross these important levels that this uptrend will continue. I mean, it's relatively easy visible on charts. So
Right.
if you look also on gold euro, it is pretty much the same picture. Look, we
Yeah.
are pretty much here testing this 3,643. If we go higher towards 3,4, 3,6, I think we will open doors for the higher Fibonacci levels. So, especially this Japan, I was shocked when I saw this. I mean, it's
Yeah.
incredible.
Yeah, I'm shocked right now.
It's really amazing how gold is doing against the Japanese yen. And I'm more amazed, knowing the Elliott Wave theory, how much is left if we cross these levels. And
Yeah.
we left our pretty much more legs on the upside here, because Elliott wave theory tells you that you have a first correction, second correction, and three waves in between, which goes pretty much on the upside, and the impulse is done. But this is, we are just almost halfway to there, so it
Yeah.
doesn't look good. I mean, towards the Japanese yen,
Yeah. Talk to me
doesn't.
about silver. Where do you see silver at, and what's that? Looks like it's following gold here.
Yeah, I don't think silver is pretty much tied to gold to that respect. There is a point of silver which is tied to this global risk situation as in gold. But with silver, we have a robust industrial demand. It is in solar, it is in EVs, it is in all sorts of other products that we use. And the supply is very small currently. So there is the balance between the supply and demand. So there is also price of dollar, which I think is going to go lower, as I explained, so silver higher. There is also inflationary effect, because people would rather have silver, which is called like poor man's gold. I mean, because it's cheaper in a sense that this is just how they explain how part of a population is using silver as the other part is using gold as a kind of a hedge of inflation. So this is the longer term chart of silver, which is starting from 1920-25. So also using the model, I easily can see silver going up to 70, maybe a little bit above, but I will not go above 100. That will be a something which I will not still going for until we cross the 70 level. But some of the, let's say, established Fib ratios and established situation, which I have with a 20 years experience in using that, is implicated 70 to 75 levels will be some terminal low, sorry, terminal high, and then we will see some type of a corrective pullback. So interesting question is, if you see the cycle finished, what can cause the downturn in silver? Relatively, I don't see the conditions which will cause a downturn in silver that might from the alternative asset classes. I see it as a potential correction in the economy and the stock market, which will also bring down silver down.
Got it.
So this is how, but there is still time to that. I think 1 year, maybe more, but we are still heading from 42. We might correct a little bit. But I think this uptrend post this consolidation, which is basically just told you that the trend will continue, will hit this 69 to 75 levels in the next year, year and a half.
Got it. Okay. Talk to me about the miners here. And again, I haven't talked to you at all about them before or after this conversation, but they look like they're breaking out. And plus, on the macro view, there is deep value in them. But what are you seeing in the miners?
Yeah, I have a couple of them. So if we look at them technically, and I didn't go through them fundamentally, like because most of the stuff I do also on a stock side, I also rely, of course, on the fundamental data. But there is a lot of chart setups, technical setups that I use. So with this one, which is SSR mining, we clearly see something what we call a corrective pullback. Why do we call corrective pullback this in the Elliott wave theory? It's because only three waves down, and before we have seen a nice impulse, which means very well-defined corrections with a rise in between, very well-defined rise in that. So you see a very sharp move on the upside, and then markets go down in a consolidating base, which is basically the balance between the bulls and bears. So wherever you see some corrections in the uptrend, they usually psychologically describe the balance between the buyers and the sellers. And that is kind of forming this sideway situation when nobody's edges up. So when this situation is created on the chart, because Elliott wave tends to read behind the investor psychology, you see clearly potential setup here that after correction, which now agrees, we are basically testing this upper channel resistance. Small correction with gold will come. That probability is bigger because I do like to think in probabilities, and I will buy this one here for this one to break out higher. So this is a very perfect example of a possibility. You have a nice rise, a hesitation and correction, and then we have another leg, possibly higher in a couple of months in a continuation. We have another one, which is rather a new one. It's Onyx Gold. So obviously very nice sharp rise. I'm looking for a corrective pullback and then buy it further for the continuation on the upside. In silver, we also see a tendency of a sideway consolidation after a rise, which means that there is a possibility of a continuation higher, and also indicators are pointing to that. So we have a list of them. This is just kind of a taste. If we also look Newmont Mining, Newmont Corporation, which is also one of the biggies, we also see this sideway consolidation, and we also see now attempt. You see how many times market tried to actually break out from here. And I think now we are coming potentially after a small pullback in a conditions when actually this stock will also try to break out higher. So what I do actually, I go over and pick the list of, let's say, 5 to 10 best of them, and I do technical analysis, and then I go over them for our clients technically. And then when is the right time, we might pull a trigger with, of course, strict risk control and stuff like that for the continuation. Because as I said, for now, I do see, I just don't know if I showed you, I think I did, the gold silver ratio. And
Yeah,
it's
talk
also
about that.
one interesting chart, which points out that silver will be a little bit more favored than gold in the, I think it will climb more faster looking this ratio than gold in the next year, but possibly year and a couple of months. So timing is a difficult variance. You need to go back to this after a couple of months, reassess, readjust. And I don't mind that. I don't want to be right at the first glance. I just want to be right at the direction. And then technically I can always adjust, which is completely normal. People say, usually things that markets are so flexible, you need to be flexible with them.
Yeah. And just to all my viewers and listeners, you were looking at Newmont, which I have owned. I traded in and out of it over the last several years. First Majestic, which I've also traded out. I know Keith
I've
for the
heard this
last
is
several
First
years.
Majestic.
Yeah, that looks like a great chart. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Very simple one, but we see repeated things like also here. You see a nice move up, you see a hesitation or a correction, which is basically a sideway movement. In silver and gold, in these stocks, this takes a lot of time. There is only kind of a very tough variance, but when they break, they go. So
Yeah.
this This sideway consolidation is from 2007 towards the 2022-24, sorry. But now we see, you see another attempt, which I think is going to be successful after a pullback for a continuation further higher. And we see that also in Silver Majestic. So a large consolidation hesitation, but nothing of that. When you see a pause in the market here, technically nothing is saying to you that market will continue lower. Basically, you need to see before, and you see that market intention was to go higher, and this is just a preparation period for a potential breakout higher. And you can always play that with relatively contained risk when you know where to enter.
Got it. Talk a little bit about oil, if you would. I see oil as a proxy on the economy and the world economy. Just give me your comments on oil.
Sure.
And what chart are we looking at? Is this USO?
No, this is Brent.
Okay, got it.
Why did I choose Brent? Because I have a longer term chart.
Yeah.
So this goes from 1861. I mean, when, you know, some data was existed. So, but if you look the Elliott Wave model here as well, you also see that we are in a, some type of a pause. Okay, so this was the first large pause, and then we got the slowly oil coming into use, the industrialization beginning of 20th century. Then we have end of the First World War, Second World War. Then we have a baby boom, economy explodes. We all know that led to a nice move up in the oil. But from 2008, and it was an interesting stuff in gold and oil in 2008, oil moved down, gold moved up.
Right.
Towards 2011, because all of the people didn't know what was actually happening with the QE. They were thinking that quantitative easing will actually increase the money supply, which was not the case. And then when they figure out that in 2011, they start selling it.
Right.
So that was the, basically, if you have money printing, which people understood that that is the QE, what you're going to buy? You're going to buy gold to protect your asset, your value of money. But here is purely economical. And we know that actually price went pretty much down. This is not here on the chart because we know futures traded because of the contracts in 2021, I think. Delivery, which was not possible at that time in COVID, so we got negative into the oil, but we tested this 11.9 area, and then we started moving on the upside. So, what I see in oil is potential continuation of this consolidation in this way four. And what I don't like here is that I don't know for what reason oil has one more move to go on the upside. So that can be a various of reasons. That can be a reason that in, let's say, with AI, with quantum computing, I mean, next, let's say 10, 20, 30 years, oil might really become obsolete because with AI and the new technologies, we might be running on something else.
Right.
We even don't know what are the quantum computing and AI in synergy will be able to do with materials and stuff like that. This is just a hypothesis, so nobody pins me down and say that I think that oil will go to, because when you get out of the oil, of course, the scarcity and the lessity will increase its price. That's kind of a normal. Also, the rise on oil, I don't think it's going to happen now because world cannot allow that, especially US, because if you move oil up, in inflation figures, 20%, 25% is energy. You can simply not allow in this current economic situation oil to go up. That's a no-go.
So you're going to see a lot of inflation if oil goes up.
Yeah. If this starts to move up, you're going to see all of this scenario, which I talked, the 10-year yield will go up. The Fed will not be able to cut rates. Maybe they will cut to 2%, but then we get into some global turmoil. Oil gets higher. And then that is the situation you don't want to see. So I think US will do everything in their power with these allies to keep the oil price down. So I don't see oil going up now. I see oil going up maybe from, let's say, from 38 to 50, a little bit more on the upside, because I do expect on the S&P after a correction a little bit more higher levels, in my opinion, economically for 2026. And naturally, oil wants to go a bit higher, which is not the case now because there is a lot of supply. Also, if you look, you have here one of the figures which many technicals are looking, which is kind of inverted head and shoulder. I don't know if you see that.
Yeah, I do.
Lots of people are using that. It's kind of looks a little bit inverted, not inverted, but not a straight line. But it's kind of shows you that we are in some type of a potential support. And then I don't think immediately oil will start to go up. I think it will spend a couple of years in this kind of a sideway fluctuations. And down the road, after 2030, who knows what we will have with this technology or what will be the reason why oil will go up. I do think technically, when I look all of this picture from basically 100 years and more, we have more upside, but I really don't know, fundamentally, don't know what to say currently, what will be the fundamental reason. But let's say for the next couple of years in this environment, if we don't have some major global war or something like that, I don't think that oil can be allowed to go further on the upside. And what the Trump administration is doing is actually trying to pump it more with the liberalization of the laws. As you know, they're going back to drill, baby, drill. And I think that is purposely because they know that they cannot allow oil prices to go higher.
Got it. So to land the plane here, give our viewers and listeners just any expectations they should have in the, and I know this is doesn't seem it's like you're maybe you don't want to do this, but what's the expectation shorter term that
Shorter
investor
term,
should be
yeah,
paying attention
I
to?
can do the shorter term. I do track oil for our clients, so I will tell you the shorter term. I do expect this pullback basically to test this 51 zone. It's my first zone. Very simple technicals. These are the support levels. Sorry if you hear planes. We have some parade, military parade, so
It's
they're
no problem.
practicing. We cannot leave for last couple of days. They're just flying like crazy. So
No problem.
here we are at 50. Most likely you see the slope of this move lower, especially if we do see a smaller correction on the S&P, which I do expect. Oil tends to follow that because of the economic reasons. And I definitely do see a test of 50. I don't expect the lower levels around 35. I don't think that will happen, but this is my second support area. I'm looking for the first one. And also when I look the XLE, which is the ETF, which is tracking the US sector, I do think we have, you also see here the propensity of the consolidation, or this
Yep.
is just a sideway consolidation market is preparing at one point to move on the upside.
Yep. Got
So
it.
at one point when the oil touches this type of levels here, I also, when I look Exxon, it is doing the same thing. It is just consolidating here, going nowhere, which is a precipice for a continuation of this movement on the upside. I cannot tell you now precisely when it starts, I can measure it. But now, when I see also the XLE, when I see also the Exxon, and when I see WTI, which is the light crude oil, I see these levels around 50 to be a very important one with alliance with these prices on Exxon and also on XLE for a potential continuation higher. Will that continuation will be big? Definitely will be big for a shorter term traders. I mean, if you catch this move, you can catch some percentages on the upside. And there is a couple of other companies from oil spectrum that I'm tracking. But I definitely see a possibility. Also, this MACD on the monthly level is very close to cross, and RSI is around 50. So this is a very potent indicator cocktail. When you see the on these higher time frames, RSI at 50 and MACD already started lines to cross, which usually, as you can see here, produced this nice run on the upside on the previous cross. So this is, I think, a powerful cocktail combined with all of this, what we have said on oil, and what we see also on the Exxon as well and on the XLE. So I think shorter term we go down, midterm we go up, and then we can either meet again, assess, discuss, or definitely I would expect also some correction because I think world overall cannot allow bigger prices in oil, and they will do anything in the next couple of years for oil to stay in some manageable price range.
Got it. Alex, if the macro report, if people want to do business with you, want to find out more about you, how do they do that? What's your website and what's your Twitter handle?
Yeah, my Twitter handle is a bit, I will not say complicated because my name is Slavic, my last name, so it's Alexander Koprivica. My Twitter handle is at Alex Koprivica, which is basically, you will find all sorts of stuff. I do post some of the stocks we trade as well, as a part of the macro report. We had a nice, it will be good a subject. I discovered a lot of opportunities at the rare earth material stocks. We did trade that very actively recently with our members with the very nice gains. It's another component of this commodities which is now surging in the world. And also they can find us at themacroreport.com. So themacroreport.com is the handle for the macro report. I do 2 times a week macro report, very short one on midweek around Wednesday, and the bigger one around 1 hour where I go over the all asset classes, including cryptos, including rates, including dollar, including indices, including foreign indices, and also a couple of opportunities from that perspective for our clients. And it's very much affordable. It's like, I think $30 per month. So it's very cheap.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll put all of this in the show notes below, both on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Alex, I want to thank you so much for your time. I'd love to have you back soon.
Sure, no problem. Thank you
All
very
right.
much for invite. It's been a pleasure, really.
Excellent. Thank you.